The Markers.
You might see TikTok videos as an annoying inconvenience and that childish obsession. But listen to this, ByteDance, this is the Chinese company behind TikTok, has seen its earnings double in the last year. They've published an internal memo, which was released to staff, and it showed that the firm's total revenue jumped by 111% to $34 billion for 2020. And the figures underscore TikTok's huge global popularity. And from that, Taito Mashiko, portfolio manager at Sanlam Wealth, our market commentator this evening, just because you see a product as an irritation and as a mindless distraction doesn't mean that there's not a business model or a great investment opportunity behind it.
Evening, Bruce. I think you're 100% spot on. TikTok is extremely popular with Gen Z, just as Facebook was extremely popular with Gen Y 15 years ago, and most people in the markets couldn't understand why exactly. But TikTok's algorithms have an uncanny way of highlighting the video that you specifically will want to see, and they make it extremely easy for people to upload videos and customize them in a way that everyone seems to enjoy tremendously. And as you mentioned, ByteDance, the parent company, the most valuable unicorn at the moment, that has last funding round valued at over $140 billion. And its IPO can't be too far away. So a very, very high growth company. I mean, only TikTok is only around 3 to 4 years old, but already taken significant market share away from both Facebook in the US and Tencent in China in terms of ad revenue market share. So a very, very successful business, and one that we certainly can't dismiss.
But it also shows just how many of the established players can be so easily disrupted by the next good idea. And I'm not saying for a second it was easy to create TikTok, but boy, from far away, it makes the incumbents seem vulnerable.
Indeed. And the nature of disruption is that the disruptors will eventually be disrupted themselves. And this is exactly what we're seeing now with TikTok in the social media space, and the whole short video phenomenon is the newest craze. Before that, obviously, it was photos with the likes of Instagram, and before that, more text and general platforms, the likes of Facebook and so on. And so there's always something new, and you have to be on your toes, and if not, you really can be caught surprised. And this is exactly what we've seen with TikTok and their phenomenal growth. As you mentioned, over 100% revenue growth over the past year. And obviously the lockdown did assist that somewhat. But there's no denying the engagement levels and the session durations. People spend more time on TikTok, or should we say Gen Z spend significantly more time on TikTok than they do on other platforms. And so it just goes to show that whatever the youngsters are doing today is what the older people are going to be buying tomorrow in terms of investment. Mm.
Talking about Capitec trading update, big numbers, but it does come from an incredibly low base 12 months ago. But Capitec seems to be holding up quite well, share price under a bit of pressure, but then so is everything else.
Yeah, indeed, the trading update, and I suppose this was just one of the effects of this past year. We've seen sort of crazy numbers being reported, but on a two-year basis in terms of compound annual growth, Capitec is showing, or they're saying they're showing 15% CAGR, but obviously on a one-year basis, up 500%. But obviously last year, due to COVID, the six-month earnings update was down about 80%, just due to the fact that they weren't able to write new business during the lockdown period. So looking at the headline number does give you sort of a eye-watering figure, but over a two-year period, it's more of the consistent growth story which we've seen from Capitec so far.
And then just a quick one on Fortress. How is Fortress doing? I mean, just the property sector today, the entire market was down, dragged lower by worries about American inflation and all of those consequences that we've discussed extensively this week. But South African property shares actually were okay today, bizarrely enough.
Well, South African property last year was one of the worst asset classes globally, even on a sectoral basis within equities and even in terms of broader asset classes. So it can't get much worse in terms of actual share price performance. And at this point, people are starting to look for certain pockets of value within certain sectors. Fortress, they have announced that they're building a new DC for Pick and Pay, and that should help the retail part of their book. Overall, one concerning aspect from the numbers they released today was the vacancy rate. Overall vacancy is at 9% at the moment, up from 6% a year ago, and particularly bad in the office space. Vacancy is now at 34%, and we all know the issue with the office sector and with working from home. Interestingly enough, I saw a survey a week ago for American office workers. 50% of them said that they would quit their job if their employer forced them to go back to the office. So that kind of tells you how the sector may change going forward, and that doesn't bode well for office developers at all.
Thank you to Thato Mashego, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, this evening with our market commentary. A horrible day for the market, horrible week for the market, horrible day for the currency. Yeah, a bit of pressure coming through very, very strongly on the JSE. But yes, world markets under pressure, trying to find their feet and trying to pick up from the US FOMC, Forward Open Market Committee meeting, which happened this week, where the US Fed started talking a little bit more hawkishly about the future of inflation and interest rates.